Hello, my love.
Amanda, you
How
speak
are
English,
you?
so don't okay?
How
Why
I
are you
love
speaking
you.
anew?
I fucking love you. I love you.
Father, I'm not
I
your
love
father.
you.
I don't want to
I
have any trouble.
fucking love you.
That's it, honey. I'll talk to you in the
I
afternoon.
kiss you to
Okay?
death, darn it.
I can't.
Titliarmus,
I just want to
I'm gay.
be in your
I'm
arms. Just
gay.
stay in your arms.
I'm gay.
What?
I said I'm stay. I'm a stay. I'm a
Oh,
stay.
why, you don't feel good? Okay, it's cold. Take it easy, okay? I'll talk to you later in the day.
My dear,
Okay,
there's
what's
such a
your
hot fucking thought on IG, bro.
What are you cursing for? That's the end of the cursing. Will you stop? Don't worry, you curses. Stay in bed and relax. It's very cold out.
Why are you out, darn it?
It's very cold
That
outside.
ass!
Don't go out. It's very cold.
Fuck!
Maybe later it'll get warmer, but it's cold. Take care. I'll talk to you later
I do
this
mean for you.
afternoon. I have time then. I have no time now. Bye-bye.
Go! Hi, are you able to talk?
Yeah, I just left the doctor. I had to
Oh!
go to the cardiologist.
For COVID?
Yeah, because
Oh
I was
my
getting
God.
like pains in my chest,
I was going to
and he
ask
said
about
it was
that.
part of the COVID, that everything seems fine, but I have to go for
And it's
one more
so
test.
horrible that it does so many things, and that, like, I heard the New York Times,
Wait, let me call you back in one second. I just have to get out of the parking lot. Hold on one second. I gotta talk to this person. I'll call you right back. Is everything all right? I'll call you right back.
When you could stay on, I won't talk.
No, I have to hang up. I'll call you right back.
Why though? This girl is so fucking sexual. Whoa! Don't bring me down. Her name is Lexi underscore Anselmo. As in Selma Hayek, Georgia Martin King, and an Anne before Anselmo, Lexi underscore Anselmo. So fucking sexual, my G. Oh God, I'll be jerking off a hard knock with the stepsister pornographer. All done. Oh my God, these tit queens. Yeah.
Hi. So I have to get an echocardiogram.
It's
And
like not even like up for discussion, and especially how the less serious cases, they're way more, they just spread and contagion, but that people say, oh, you should just have everyone get it, or it's not that big of a deal. We need natural immunity, but they're all the higher order effects. And the New York Times was looking into a Chicago school, and the Spanish woman said, "My daughter's scared. She don't want to be in school. She says I want to leave." And they said, "Are any of you vaccinated?" And the Spanish woman says, "No, none of us. We don't believe in that." But I mean, it's going to kill a lot, and people just act like, oh, those who die, they didn't have right treatment and it wasn't their time. But a lot of people are going to die that wouldn't have just died anyway from like heart conditions.
Well, she said that
And it's
what
no
I'm
joke.
experiencing was very typical in certain people who get this, and what it's caused by my body goes into overdrive, and my immunity is really ramping up.
Oh.
So it's like the lymph nodes in my arm, in my back.
Oh my God.
In the heart, everything is trying. She says you have very good immunity, but, you know, thank God you have the vaccine, because this thing is a real killer. It goes into all bodily systems. It's not just upper respiratory. It's everything. And she said, you have very good immunity. You're now well protected. And I believe this will fade. So it looks good.
But, I hope.
But you should... You know who this was? This was Bernie's... You know who I went to.
Wow.
To
I have no idea.
Oh, Bernie's friend.
Rosenberny,
right. This was
Do you think, like, I don't know things?
You know the guy that got killed in the hit and run?
Siegel.
Jeff Siegel, yeah.
So sad.
And the girls, we used to see them in the library.
They were cute, yeah.
Yeah. Emma, Laura, and,
And they had all boyfriends, I'm sure.
One got married, and you're not going to believe this. One's a lawyer.
And one's lesbian?
She just got married to a businessman, and she lives in Manhattan. And she just bought a house in East Hampton.
Oh,
and
wow.
And she's renovating it.
Nice.
She's a lawyer for a cannabis company.
Huh. That's that cool. Something? That's interesting.
One is a CPA, and she lives in Brooklyn, right near
Yeah, that's the one is that the one my age?
Emma.
I don't know. Right.
And then the third one is a speech pathologist and just moved in with her boyfriend in Lower Manhattan. So, yeah. So one got married in her backyard. And she's a nice woman. She's very nice.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
One down.
And she's renovating her house now where she lives. And she has a male friend also.
A bow.
She has a Joe in her life also.
She has a bow.
I'm happy for her. She's happy. And, but she's really nice, and I'm going to bring Nani to see her too. But, like, you're right. This COVID thing is really very deadly.
And people say, no, we're not vaccinated. Of course not. But it's, like, they're scared of it, but...
Yeah.
They're...
No, she knows people that died, and she knows people that have had heart damage from the COVID. They've actually had heart damage from getting it.
Yeah.
So, it's a serious
thing.
They do. Wherever you want to go, that's fine. You like it? We can go back. It's up to you. Or that other one. You know. So, yeah, so...
Horrible.
I just wanted to make sure I was
disgusting.
Yeah.
Me too.
So, all right. So, did you speak to your brother?
The other day. Why?
Oh, I'm sure he's going to let you know.
About what?
He has good news. He got a promotion.
Oh, wow.
Congratulate him.
No, he didn't. When did he find out?
He just called me back.
Oh. I was scared of that, but I didn't know how that would end up. I'm really happy for him. That's
I know. Me too.
I don't know
me
what too. He would have. He would have been so
really happy. So we're gonna have a little celebration about it, you know.
So, was it just title? Was it just money? Or was it like everything?
Both.
Wow.
Yeah. So you can.
Good for him.
Yeah. Talk to him. He'll fill you in.
Yeah. I'll say congrats. Nice. Good news tonight. So sorry with your heart. Is it supposed to go down or nothing permanent? I hope, right?
She's not concerned, but the EKG was normal. She hears normal. Everything. She just gave me a very thorough exam, but she said, do the echo. I have to get it done at a different facility. And she says that once COVID complete, I get a negative COVID test. Then I have to take a stress test if the echo shows any abnormality. But she said it's a very serious thing. And she says a lot of people are getting that. What you experience, only sometimes it's not a good outcome. Like they have actual heart damage. So, you know. See, I noticed I got it after the booster. I felt it. I felt it like a funny feeling, like an arrhythmia. And then it went away. And then now when I got COVID, that was probably one of the only symptoms I felt. I felt like a sort of a funny feeling in my heart.
Horrible.
And it was just like when I got the booster. That's just how I felt.
Terrifying.
I had the fever and everything.
Well, I think a lot of that, though, I think the people who die, it's because their immune system goes, it makes you have too much of a fever, and I guess, like, the heart or the organs fail if you fight it off, because you're supposed to fight it off, but it's almost like I think you die of it because...
Wow, I just saw an accident. Nobody's hurt, but the car has significant damage. It's
wow.
Like in 2 seconds, it was like going 10 miles an hour.
It's so dangerous to be out.
It looks like the car just crumbled. You know?
Hmm.
Weird.
Crumble.
Yeah. So anyway. Well, you know what? You got to be able to, he said to me, you should be happy because now you're fighting it off. And, you have really super immunity now. You have 3 vaccines and you have this. And if they have another variant out and they have another booster, you should take that too. She says, She says this is a terrible, terrible thing.
I need a boost.
People don't realize it.
And you got it. I mean, everyone got COVID over Christmas. Like,
yeah.
not me or Nani.
She says everybody did. Nani may have gotten it, too.
I don't think she did.
She keeps saying she has a headache.
But, yeah, it doesn't even seem that different. No, like, she says, I don't feel well. But then I say, do you think you have COVID? She says, no, I feel great, or something. Like, she always didn't feel well, though, but. Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet split.
Oh, I'm so sad to hear that.
Are you?
Yeah, they have all those kids.
Yeah, they do. They were cute. Yeah, it's.
Is he linked to anybody?
What?
Is he linked to anybody?
They just split.
But, you know, is it because of someone else?
The headline didn't say.
Oh. Oh, Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet
who knows?
Split.
How do you know it wasn't her that broke up with him?
Yeah. So listen, I drove Joe crazy last night trying to find the shrink next door.
Apple.
We don't have Apple.
I had to get it too, and it's just a sign. It's a small process, but they actually send Harrison a security code that you have to use because it's his account.
I get it. All right, so tell me how to do it.
I saw the first episode. You're going to love, within 30 seconds, you're going
to
be...
Well, you got to get me that thing to do it. I could tell Harrison to...
Well, no. It's because you have to have him texted. I'll give you the password, but
okay.
He has to be on his phone so that... Because I tried it, and then he closed out of it not knowing what it was. And I said, can you give me the thing that...
It's better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said, can you give me the thing they just sent? He says, oh, I closed out of that. I'm like, I don't know if I could get it again. He says, well, try again. Then I had to do the entire thing over.
Okay, so let me
and it took like 20 more minutes.
This is my question. Do I have to be in front of the TV when I call him, or can I call him now and he can send it to me?
Yeah, no, you have to do it while you're in front of the TV, but he could be anywhere.
Okay, so let me ask him if I can arrange a time tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I think he said he was going to Vermont today. Or tomorrow. I don't know if it's today or tomorrow. Yeah. What he said today.
There's some good shows. The one with Aniston and Reese Witherspoon is... She's really good in it, Reese is.
What's the one in Aniston?
That's called The Morning Show, actually, with Steve Carell.
I never got into it.
I was skeptical, and I didn't think it would be good, but it's an alright show. Reese Witherspoon is so good in it. Like a tour de force performance.
Is coming out with something called The Land in February, where she actually produced, directed, and starred in it. It's
Robert Reich, the head of...
Robin Wright, Sean Penn's wife.
I don't know of her, really.
And she's in the Canadian Rockies, I think. And she builds a cabin, and it's really good. Really good. So... All right, so let me call him now and see if I can do it. So, all right, so let me know if when you hear from Neil. All right.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I'm at least not having a heart attack.
Yeah.
And I just have to wait till this thing settles because I have it right now too. Yeah.
You have it right now.
Yeah.
How does it sound though?
It's like a pain in my chest. And then she said to me, did you get the shot on the left side? I says, yeah. She goes, that has something to do with it, too.
What?
Yeah, because I got all three shots on the left side.
I didn't.
What? And I also felt like I had a pain in my left calf. I said, I thought I was getting a blood clot. She says, if you get swelling in your limbs, you have to call, you have to go into the hospital.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's all from this, right? Yeah. All right. All right, so we're just going to go get something to eat before I go back to the office. And she gave me this appointment because it was a cancellation. I didn't even have it planned, but she was so nice. She fit me in. I wasn't going to get an appointment with her till like March.
Oh, my God.
So what are you doing today? Anything? Her other daughter lives right near you guys. She lives in 1 North 6. You're in 1
Oh,
North
wow. 6. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Is that the same complex?
No.
Oh. You know where it is?
Yeah, I guess.
And she said her kids don't have cars either.
Why would they?
Williamsburg doesn't. The one in Manhattan, and the other two live in Manhattan. They don't know nobody has cars. She has a accountant and a speech pathologist. All three girls. So. Reminds me of the McGanns. Remember the McGanns?
Oh, girls? Yeah, kind of.
What happened to them?
I have no idea. The sister, the eldest was lesbian, and,
Is that from McGann?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Is that the doctor?
I guess so, maybe, yeah.
Oh, she's a lesbian? The doctor?
Yeah.
And then what about the other two?
The young one, I think, is in college, but Hunter, my age, is, I think she had, issues, and she was depressed in Syracuse, and I think she ended up okay, but I really don't know.
Hello? Hello?
What?
Oh, how come you didn't answer?
What?
I didn't hear you at all. Were you talking?
No.
Oh, what are the other two?
Nothing.
Oh, they're not doing anything. Everybody, I guess, irons out whatever the issues are, you know.
I have no clue.
Yeah. All right. Gonna go get something to eat.
Sure.
So, as soon as I get word from Neil that he's dropping it off, I'll let you know.
Well,
right, let's
I don't know if he said it would be ready yet.
Well, whenever but let's all be happy for Harrison.
Yeah, I have to text him. Yeah.
It's a really nice thing.
It is. He works so hard.
Yeah. Very happy for him. I said hard work pays off. Like you. Hard work pays off, right?
Sure.
Look what you've done in such a short time. When you put your attention to something, it does pay off. So it's nice.
It's hard to believe it even happened because it was like so long in the making, but they finally came through.
All that effort he put into it.
It really did work out.
Yeah, not even 30 years old, and he's doing well. And you are too.
You're both
doing well. CPA, you know.
I thought like it wasn't entirely possible to like get by even with hard work anymore, because I thought that like they put so much pressure on people to just give a lot of work and they don't want to give to share as much of like the wealth, but he also
they recognize his contribution.
Well, he did say he had so much more work and responsibility because like people left.
Mm-hmm. But well, maybe you know what it is. It's hard work, and you know what it is? A little luck.
Yeah, like said, a little bit, yeah.
People left, and it opened up business for him.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, and he got more than you.
Something like that kind of happened at my old job, too. So
yes. So, yeah. That's what it is.
But it doesn't discount all the hard work he did.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I agree.
Yeah.
That's what happened. It opened up business for him.
Yeah. So it's awesome. It's a really good story.
It's a little luck in life. General, it's hard work and it's a little luck, and you have to have compassion, you know? You have to have compassion. So
are you saying I don't or what?
No, but that's part of it too, because if you have compassion, then you could understand what other people are going through, you know? You put yourself in their shoes and you know what other people are going through when you have compassion. So it's hard work, a little luck, and compassion. Words of wisdom from your mother. All right?
Yeah.
Just remember that. Hard work, a little luck, and compassion.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going in to get something to eat and getting a bagel. So I will call you again. All right? And call your brother. Wish him good luck. Congratulations. Yeah. Okay? I have to put my mask on now.
Bye. I'm glad
bye-bye,
you're well.
Love you.
Bye. My mom talks so fake when she in the car.
Please try your call again later.
With Dwayne, Ugly, and Joe. What to type to bro? My brother got a promotion in the other.
Your brother got the what?
He got promoted.
Oh, I'm happy for
me
him.
Me too.
Oh, congrats.
Me too.
I'll call him later.
I love you. I'm fucking real. You pulled a straight Kobe in the fourth and went for it. So proud and happy. Now it's going to be a true Sundance Kids weekend. As in, he has threesome with his boy's girlfriend. Enjoy and keep killing such awesome news. Such awesome information. So he can fuck his boy's girlfriend three-way. On it. You're awful. So diabolical. Disgusting. You have nothing else. I'm gonna go jack off. Tune in to next season when we all have cocaine addictions.
Hello, my love.
How are you?
You spoke to mommy.
What'd she say?
I need to talk to her.
You think it's what?
I think it's a coughing Kafka ask her. A dark bed for her.
I don't understand what she said.
I gotta speak to mom. Gotta talk to
what
mommy.
What do you mean, mommy?
Greens, beans, means.
About your increase?
No.
Oh, you still didn't tell her?
No.
Oh, well then what did you tell her?
I have to talk to her about my computer.
I don't understand.
Joking on the fortuna. Baby.
I don't understand you.
I care for you.
What, dear?
I'm mad, bad, hard on up, hung on to you. Yeah.
I don't. don't understand you, sweetheart.
And I love it.
What did Grandmommy say? What did she tell
her? Yeah, Grandma, what did she say? Nothing.
Tell me what you told her, and then tell me what she said.
No.
Well, if you don't want it, don't do it. What is it, honey? I'm not well.
How are you well?
I don't feel well.
Good.
I just went through my mail.
Good. No.
Oh, Alex.
What?
You've got to be helpful and smart and do the right thing, honey. Don't get into trouble. Don't start fights with people. That's not good.
I know.
You don't want to fight with people.
No.
Nobody does. Who sees it?
Am I?
Did you sleep, Alex?
Speak to Mom?
Huh?
Talk to Bubby?
What time do you go to sleep?
I'm sorry.
Huh?
I just woke up. All right. I'll get a cool... I just had lunch.
Oh, what'd you eat?
I had a big sausage and bacon hash brownie on the cheese corduroy egg whites and what stuff burrito breakfast wrap with some hash brown potato later chip crisps on the side.
Very nice.
Thank you, my love.
Did you have lunch with your brother?
No. That was Monday. Monday.
Oh.
My brother? He didn't get promoted.
What, honey?
He did not get his promotion that he wanted.
He didn't?
No. I love you.
Well, I hope everything turns out okay.
I hope so.
I'm very tired.
I love you too. Bye, baby.
Well, if I'm never around, honey, always think that we have to be a gentleman.
I do care about you.
Be a good fella.
I am a good fella.
And talk and...
I'm mad mafia-like.
And tell your mom, don't hide secrets from nobody in your family.
I'm gay. Yeah.
So you're not really gay, but you like both. Majority of people like both, who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. Man, there's all kinds of people in the world.
Yep. I love you.
Oh, just don't get yourself into
problems. Am I bad, Grandma? Oh my God.
I'm gonna go take a nap now. Take care, I just went through the mail. I'm exhausted.
Good.
I got so much mail. And a lot of it is I don't need.
Go!
Alright, Alex.
Goodbye,
take
my
care,
love.
Sweetheart. Be well.
You're beautiful. Yeah, the words of the
world. Don't scream and don't sing loud. They don't like that in the building. You must not scream. And you finished your lunch?
Oh, it was delicious, me and
David. Did they send it up to you?
Always did. I miss Chinese.
No, that's all right. You sing a lot of times.
I want it really bad because I haven't had it in a while, but I'm coming. I need Chick-fil-A and Indian and probably McDonald's first. Oh well, it'll come. And fuck Chipotle for now. What, dear?
Right.
Esther?
Yeah.
Is this Esther right. I'm speaking
you
to?
You have a nice lunch. So relax now.
My love, I'm so glad.
When did you talk to Mom?
I need to speak to Mom. I haven't talked to Mommy. I'm so scared.
No, what about the rent?
No.
What are you scared?
I hope everything goes okay. I hope you live. What, honey?
You can get any job you want.
Oh,
and
baby.
You sit home and don't get a job.
My love.
You can get a job and still sit home and work from the house.
My lovely, to bend on it. Alrighty, yeah.
Alex, I'm gonna lie down.
I'm gonna live forever. Even if the weather is fine, jorts. Goodbye, my love, darling. I'm beautiful for you. You're so special in the world. The best grandma in the girl. And dearly to Sabonet. Dobbly got my hoots to say. I'm a little lovely than my 9 day. Hey! What, honey? Oh, I played with Legos all day. It was so good with the garnet. I adopted Tyler. Tyler would love it. Oh, a bathroom at a rave is just a dick sucking portal. Or, wow. This actually looks perfect.
What kind of surgery?
The Mercutio and done it.
Today.
What? Oh, what I got surgery already.
What kind of surgery?
I said I'm taking care of it.
You asked Juliet?
Yeah.
What kind of...
You know.
Oh, what did you speak to her about?
No.
Alex,
what?
Behave like a gentleman.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. My love.
Be well,
honey. Oh, fuck.
And don't butt into your brother's business.
Fuck me, Titley, Diamond, Ballard, Sidney, Number 100, Niven, Shelvin, Ditson, Mansion, Jensen, Lansen, Dylan, Number, Yabba, Loop, Yabba, Loop, Yabba, Loop,
Yabba,
what?
Is Harrison sad?
Yes, he's not well.
Tell him that he could have got any girl he wants.
I know.
Tell him so.
Me too.
You said it all me. That you could get anybody you want. Don't worry about it.
And you can come.
He could, he's a good gentleman.
I love you so much.
You love who?
I love David.
You love David?
Oh, baby. Fuck!
Shh! Don't scream.
Sorry.
That's what they don't like. People don't like that. You mustn't scream in that apartment. That's why they complain. Do you know who lives next door to you?
Alex? No, I know Joe.
They're not home?
I'm a joke. The girl, she's tall and Goliath with a dog, and then she just says to the dog, come! So she doesn't have to look
what
up at me
screaming?
Or address anything, say a word, and she treats me like I'm less than specimen scum.
Right,
she's
Alex.
About 5 feet taller than me, and she looks
Alex,
stuffy like a hairy coochie thing. Now, darling. My love.
I'm gonna take a nap, but not
Go!
Oh, Alex, stop screaming, please.
My love.
Stop screaming.
Oh, my. I'm coming way back home. I've been away too long. Gotta find my way back home. Bum, dun, 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 dun. Gotta give a tip and a little titty long. How was that one, darling? Alright, my love. I don't. David's
Did
not
you go
real.
Outside today?
It's cold. I was out in town.
It's freezing?
Yeah. David was being freezing.
You went out to get the food?
No.
They sent it out?
Always. Meh.
What?
Yeah, I wouldn't have it any other way. David's not real, my love. He doesn't exist. He's a made-up character. David, my love. He's not real. Oh, my baby. I miss ya. Wouldn't want to kiss ya. Damn right! Alright! I'm a back door man! We'll tell the mute the people understand! You will eat your dinner, eat your pork and beans. I eat more chicken than any man's ever seen. Yeah. I'm a back door man.
I gotta go to the bathroom. I'm not gonna go to
the window and people and music. Understand. Be well, my love. Ah, I love you, darling. Bye, darling. Enjoy your piss. Oh, love. I couldn't even three-way my nose into that one. Fuck. Oh. Why? What?
I'm going into the gym now. I have an appointment at 3:30.
I'll call you. Oh, my, you're late.
Yeah.
Oh, I was trying to call before, but you were on the phone. Do you, okay. In like an hour?
Like around, yeah, about 4:30.
Okay, I'm going to nap okay. Right now then.
Okay.
Because I was going to nap after.
Alright,
all
right. Love you.
Bye. Bye, love you, have fun. I thought it was fake that someone was saying.
Hello.
Hi, love. They thought no one would ever say I'm an old lady. An old woman would refer to themselves as an old lady. And you did
it.
Yeah, I heard a call of a woman who got raped and
beaten.
I spoke to Mom. I spoke to Mommy. She just cares more so, really, if I don't bang call.
What'd she do? Who did what?
I was with Joe.
Michael. What did Mommy do?
Mommy's paying for all my stuff to get computer fixed and twitched and blothing.
What? I don't understand.
There was an old woman on a tape, man, and she got raped. It was Gape. It was a whole mall, and so... Filet, bro. Dibba
dap. I don't know what you're talking about.
I love you, too.
I don't know what you're talking about, honey.
Did you talk to Jules?
What are you talking about, sweetheart?
Speak to Juliet on the phone?
What? Alex, what are you talking about, honey? I don't hear you.
You, man, you told
me. Alex, I don't hear you, sweetheart. I don't hear you, please.
Fuck, did I get rid of that stupid fucking weapon?
I don't hear you.
It's so annoying.
I just don't hear you.
Oh, well. Goodbye, my love. I love you so. And if there's a reason, it's lost on me. Maybe we'll be friends. I guess we'll see. And I'm gonna be letting you go. And down, down, and brother. Girl, I should have taken the promise to your brother. I didn't break a promise to your brother.
Stop screaming.
I'm sorry, babe. I shouldn't have done this to you.
Do you have somebody sitting there?
Why?
Because you scream when you talk.
What's
Don't
the point?
Scream.
What's it all about?
Don't scream, honey.
I do care for you. It's
you still got the little girl there?
Yeah.
Where she has no place to go?
No.
Then you took her in?
Yeah. I was bored.
Oh, I hope she don't get you in trouble.
I know it.
Why do you do that?
David's not real.
You shouldn't get into trouble.
No.
You got a young girl, too young a girl.
Very much so.
That's not right.
She cool.
She cooks?
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Meatloaf and fries.
Alex, why? I have to sleep, honey.
I will put you to sleep. With the
I
fish.
I sleep.
Give me some sugar tonight. Goodbye, my love. What?
I have things to clean.
Go.
Just stop screaming, honey.
Sorry, baby. I do love you, so.
Now I'm worried about Harrison, too.
No.
I hope he doesn't feel too sad.
He's not well with his job, no.
But he has a job, right?
For now. If I have anything to say with it this time, I'll make sure of it.
Don't you get him in trouble any more than he is. You don't get bothered. Don't bother with his business or anything.
No.
Do you hear?
Yeah.
He has to know. He knows what to do.
I shouldn't have said that to his girlfriend. Now I feel bad about it, whatnot, that I'm all hard on. Well.
Let's go. going on?
That I ruined his girl, his Mia Moore.
You and the girl what?
I ruined it for him. I'm a Herberfeld. No. Smitty would have been then Jens. I just beat the game. Well, the level. Goodbye, my dear. I love you, darling. Doop, doop, a giddy giddy lily long. I just... Whoa! This hoe is hot. Holy shit. Oh, no, her friend's better. Misa Maui. Oh, my.
Alex, I have somewhere to get a cold drink. I'm so thirsty.
Can I come? My dear, I'll do literally anything for attention, and the ill-fated swig, wig, mig, drig, reaction. It bad, man. Shit. Blah. So sad, man. I'm Ditley Tuberfeld. Mentlin Monkline. Wavy husband. No.
You never did?
Last year.
Oh.
They don't want to hear from me. They know
Take
I'm
care.
Up to no good.
Take care, sweetheart.
I know it.
Goodbye, honey.
Oh, my love. Yeah. For this to not be the last, we're remiss to tint my wound events and tinder.
Bye-bye, honey.
My love. My. Peace. Ladies. Bye. No, I'm going to bed. I just woke up. I'm going to bed.
I love you.
I'd love.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, how long can you talk?
For a few seconds, because I'm in the car going to King Colin.
Oh, you're always going and coming. So busy.
I know. How you doing?
Good. Better after talking to Neil.
Good, so it accomplished what it needed to.
Yeah, he's doing phase two now. Thank you so much for getting me his help. You just forced it immediately, and he knew everything that was... So, I could have tried it at Apple, but as he was telling me, I asked him what the difference was between if I went to Apple, how... It plays out. And I may have had to pay them, and they would have also not been able to give me the time that I could have lost more or not even, like, had the full ring of services that they still charge for older devices. And he gave such good customer service, so it was totally an amazing scenario you set up for me.
Oh, I know. I don't know what I would do without him, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you have a big business.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, he said that he told you that there were certain things he would not recommend.
Yeah, no, we spoke for about, like, 30 minutes today, full combo. Back and forth on voice messages. He sends voice messages and I... So you do that too with him? You send the voice messages?
He does that with me. It's kind of different. I never had someone do that.
Well, it makes sense for his job, at least for my purposes. I actually like it way better, but maybe it's a generational thing that, like, it's stranger for, like, you not to do it on the phone. He's gonna fix this one. To the like, it was already a little broken, but I did say it was my graduation gift. There is sentimental value. I would like to keep going through with it, despite some of the concerns. And the concerns are kind of critical in some ways, but it's nothing I can't manage without. Like, the fact that it is a little old, and I don't get all the space and the ability to do more. And as far as from the actual equipment and then what I can do just in regular use, but especially since I do it with code. But I'm going to be able to go on with it. And, like, starting a job or whatever. Jobs usually give you a computer anyway to do their job. So I'm totally fine with fixing this one. Yeah.
What did he say?
Around 400 or 500.
Mm-hmm. For what he did.
He's doing a lot. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is he doing it now, or did he already do it?
He did 200 of it. He's doing about another 200 now.
Okay.
So he says. Why? What does he charge you? Yeah, I'll give you some of the Christmas money you gave me. I'll give
it's
you back
okay.
some.
It's okay. It's okay. You know, just I want to work out the phones again with the. Do you want a new phone? Because like your. Phone
oh no! The case Harrison got me. It's been going swimmingly as of now.
Oh good. Okay.
Thanks, Lovey. All
right. So now you got everything settled.
Yeah, I feel a million times better. Now I just hope Harrison gets his promotion, and then it'll be a really good week. Who knows? Oh well.
Yeah,
so we'll talk like when we see each other. Well, if you want to come this week, or you could, during the week isn't good for you, right? Obviously. Well, we'll also see when he's done with the computer, but I was going to say because Harrison's not around this weekend, but we don't have to just wait for Harrison to see, but, and he said even Monday he wouldn't be willing to do, but I don't know how he has time to work with him. Well, he said he's going to spend Monday recovering, like basically sleeping, so I don't even know how he's like working in between. Or if he just has, like,
right,
a million
right.
number of off days, maybe they just give a lot because they know people can't take it that much. Who knows? But
right.
he will find... It'll be a good weekend or a bad weekend, depending what happens with him. But I'll talk to you about when we'll link.
Okay.
Are you not able to talk anymore? Okay.
Such a cold night, you know?
Very cold. Like, both windy and kind of frigid, it seems.
Yeah.
But you're out all the time.
Not really. I don't go out that much, but...
Oh, I guess you pick, like, a couple of days where you do, like, the bulk of your things, and that's when you,
well,
like...
Well, yeah, because I'm usually...
That makes more sense.
Yoga,
no, because it always seems like you're always out for forever when you do go out, but...
Well,
you're always working, but I guess you like to get everything out of the way when you finally get in the car these days.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I went to the gym, so now I'm doing something else.
Yeah. Well, I thought you went to the gym 2.5 hours ago.
But.
Why? She wants us to come? Oh, nice. About what? No. Alright. Nani doesn't have any interest in going down there, though, but...
Well,
Nani doesn't even talk about her being, like, alive for the next... I don't even want to talk about Nani. Did you guys talk about Nani? You're probably so done talking about Nani.
A little bit.
Yeah, let me...
Oh, my God, WeWorks just opened up near us.
Where?
WeWorks. Do you believe it?
WeWorks. Yeah, because they have to expand since the pandemic fucked them. They have
Guess
to diversify.
Guess where they are, in the old Lord and Taylor.
In Manhasset. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. That makes sense. Real estate's probably dirt cheap for them around there now.
It's like multiple office space, right?
Well, didn't...
Dirt cheap? Are you kidding? In Manhasset?
Oh, Manhasset, yeah. But didn't a ton of Long Island places just go out entirely?
A lot. Yeah, because of retail. You know, retail
yeah.
is bad now.
But, like... Even restaurants, well, restaurants is a different thing, but...
A lot of restaurants closed that did not maintain...
Like, there's not, like, a thriving, growing, you know, Long Island small business center, I'm saying. It doesn't seem... unless, like, you have, like, maybe a medical
mall,
business or something.
Maybe
yeah.
the mall, maybe that. You know?
Well, Manhasset is inhabitable for even Long Island people. With prayer.
Yeah.
All right. So you're there.
Right. I'm here. I'm just getting into the parking lot. You have to watch. There's so many people here.
Yeah. I wonder if Harrison's ex's sister still has WeWork tie.
No,
I know.
I don't even want to ask about them all, you know?
Oh, I know. Because it's like, it might insult him or... It would, like, trigger something, because he did, like, reach out to her once she didn't respond.
Yeah, I do not think they speak at all. So, you know, maybe it's for the best, really, because if he was speaking...
Well, I think she probably has a boyfriend for a while now. Probably. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has to be. God. Oh, well. What?
I said it's probably not a good idea in either of your situations to keep in touch with people you used to go out with.
It's not even in the cards, though.
What?
I guess me and Harrison's situation was kind of entirely opposite and then just converged to being sort of like the same type of deal. We just got swerved, but it's so frequent these days.
It is.
It's ghostable worthy.
You know, I think that you have to like cut your losses sort
yeah.
of, and not like, you know,
of course.
Feel that you need to keep in touch, especially
no.
if the, and like with social media, you should be able to see if the person somebody or involved and
it's hard.
You know, yeah. See, in my time, you know, people didn't keep in touch either.
Never.
You never were like, you know.
Well, it is sort of like that though, because you block the person or whatever usually after the breakup. You definitely unfriend a lot of cases. Most
really?
Cases. Yeah. So it's like they really don't exist, and I think. Even in the past, you would have more of an incidence to run into people, but people are so much more insular these days, it's actually entirely more of the likely you could just block someone into oblivion. We seem to do that in my age, at least, with 95% of the people in the periphery. Why shouldn't X be any different?
I hate to tell you this, but all of a sudden I have to go to the bathroom really badly, so I want to go in and out and go home.
You're going to the bathroom in King Colony? You've done that before.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I really don't. I have to go to the bathroom really badly, though. So, let me go, and I'll talk to you, okay? I'll talk to you. Okay?
Huh.
All right, love you. Love you. Bye.
All right.
You want me to call you back?
When?
When I get out of King Cullen?
I'm actually going to study code, and then, I'm going to watch the Shrink next door. So. That. The one with Paul Rudd and Will Ferrell.
Oh, wow. I gotta watch that.
Yeah. I now, do you...
The Shrink, and what station is on?
Well, no, I was about to say, I don't even think you have Apple. Like, you could get it, but I don't think you have it. She just hangs up! I can't tell my mom about Legos. That'd be due on the upsetting that way. So deep and why didn't we earn it? My mom.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Hello.
Hi, bub.
Who's this?
Joe.
Who?
Alex.
Is this Alex?
Yes, my love.
Is this Alex?
No, dear.
Alex,
why?
Why?
What? Why?
What's the matter?
I love you for.
I don't know what you're talking about. What's the matter?
Nothing. I spoke to mom.
I can't hear you.
I spoke to mommy.
I can't hear you.
I spoke to my mom.
You what?
I fucking did it.
You felt dizzy?
Yeah.
Alex,
why?
What is the story?
Why?
You don't feel good?
Why?
I don't know what you're talking about, Paula. Call your mother, sweetheart. I think she's out for food shopping.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh!
Call her
I just spoke to mommy. And mommy told me back then, but on the phone. Mommy told me on the dumb phone.
I can't talk now, Paul. Alex.
Mommy said that she and Julietta, my love, were talking ish about you, pushy play all day on the. Mommy and Jules, the Hools, were talking.
What's
wrong? Juliet and Mum were talking about you on the phone.
I don't hear you.
For hours. My love.
Please, honey, I don't hear you. I cannot talk to you now. I don't feel good.
No! Where?
What is it with you? Is your brother home?
My brother is sick.
Who's your brother?
Oh, my brother. Where? I miss David.
Your brother. I don't feel good.
I miss him.
Bye-bye.
Bye, love.